I am vastly underappreciated as an artist in my time. I have every confidence that in the future, years after I pass away, I will be in the pantheon of great artists. I will stand tall among artists of note throughout history. But for now, in my time, I must deal with the limitations of the people who I walk this miserable planet with. It is my burden, and I accept it. No truly great artist was ever fully realized in their own time. I expect no difference. But I want you to know that I know I am truly the greatest artist alive on Earth right now. There is no other artist that even compares to how great I am. I submit to you that I am a true artistic genius. No one who makes that claim is considered sane. And I know that as the words left my mouth, the first thought you would have upon receiving them into your ears is that you were in the presence of a true, honest-to-God lunatic. Well, I am not a lunatic. I am brilliant. How often do I have to prove it? Greatness shines from every stroke of my brush. I am not beyond the need for acceptance, for love and respect. While it's true that I occupy great heights, I am lonely. I need you. I need you to like me, to encourage me, so that I can go on creating masterpiece after masterpiece into the future, describing humanity as it is today. There is no one on the planet who can do it as I can. You need me. Wherever I should walk, all I ask is for you to bow your heads. Bow your heads to acknowledge the greatness of a man so in tune with his species that his every action is poetry. no further. For the definitive artist of your time, I submit to you that I am that man. And if you acknowledge it, I will rise to even greater heights and create even more splendid artworks. That will humble even the most jaded of you. Trust me. Give me your faith, and I shall deliver you from the wretched, cynical, artless time in which we live. I will restore humanity. When you think of the vastness of space and the smallness of this tiny planet, and you think, how could we be significant? You fall to a knee, and then you look to the heavens, then back to Earth, and maybe a small prayer darts through your mind. Heavenly Father, the universe is so large, and I am so small. What can I do to make some kind of difference in the grand scheme of things? God in heaven, bestow upon me the power to create, and perhaps, if I take nothingness and work it between my two hands and create somethingness, that act will elevate my existence above that of ordinary cosmic dust. My hands and my mind and my sadness about the briefness of life will create objects so poignant that my life will have not been lived in vain. And this act is what separates humanity from that of insects, of bacteria. And I am one man, but one man greater than others, because I create. And I create with such love and meaning that what I make speaks of your dilemmas. We all are going to die one day. We all will reach the apex of our lives and then begin to wind down toward death. And in those last days, when you are smarter than you have ever been, have more experience and wisdom, you will think it particularly ironic and bitter that now that you have attained all of this wisdom, that you have to die. And what have you left of yourself on Earth? Perhaps you did a job in which you got paid, but you never really made anything beyond mortgage payments on a house you didn't even build. Well then, as you lay dying, the fear of a meaningless existence hopefully can be eradicated by the knowledge that fellow human beings of yours, namely myself, lived an exemplary life, a life of creativity, a fruitful life, where every day was spent in the pursuit of greatness. You lie on your deathbed, and be at peace, because I, Sean Landers, exist in your world, in your time, and I have great love for you, all of you, and I will see to it that you did not live in vain. I, through my artwork, will embody your struggle for human decency, for knowledge, for righteousness. I will see to it that you, in your brief life, will have meant perhaps something. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, in summation, all I have tried to do in my life is describe the sadness and the beauty of our limitations as we live our lives. We were born with minds of giants, and we live in bodies of ants. This, at first, seems utterly cruel. But, upon further reflection, I have come to realize that it is the most beautiful thing that we have. I will make art for the rest of my days. And with every ounce of my being, I will continue to strive for greatness. And because I am so honest in my pursuit of greatness. I will live forever in my art. 2, 3, 4, 500 years from now, my name will be uttered on young lovers of art's lips. Every museum in the world will own artworks of mine. And I am humbled when I think of that. I thank God for the power he has given me, because I am but a man. Please know that I am as real an artist as you have ever met. And that the man you know as Sean Landers is, once and for all, Sean Landers. It's frightening to admit that every word I have said on this tape, I actually believe. But I do. And I love myself for it. I will no longer feel ashamed of who and what I am. I am this man. And I love it. Thank God for me. Leave here now and go outside and ask yourself, do you thank God? You are you? Well, I do. I am proud of who I am and what I've become and who I will be centuries after I perish.